Tonight, cars littering icy roadways from Texas to Tennessee as a deadly ice storm unfolds across the southern plains. Our Memphis affiliate's dash cam capturing this pickup spinning out of control, slamming into another vehicle. Around Austin, dozens of crashes this morning, including a 10-car pileup where one person was killed. In Arkansas, west of Memphis, wrecks in icy conditions, stranding scores of trucks and cars for hours on Interstate 40. Back in Texas, Dallas area airports, crucial hubs for American and Southwest Airlines, paralyzed. Today, more than 1,900 flights canceled nationwide and hundreds more tomorrow.
The country is in the grip of extreme weather from one end of the scale to the other. The southern states have been hit with a cold blast, while Queensland's southeast is baking under a heat wave.
The reason that we are sweltering through this humid heat wave at the moment is because there is some warm air making its way over the Coral Sea, and that is what is really driving those humid conditions.
And I can tell you, it is colder right now. This is nuts. It's only happened a few times in February. It's happening now. Mount Buller, I've been speaking to the team here. They're expecting 10 centimetres of snow today.
A strong Arctic blast swept into the U.S. Northeast on Friday, threatening what the U.S. National Weather Service called, quote, life-endangering temperatures in many areas. An advisory from the Weather Service warned that the mass of frigid air could bring, quote, extremely dangerous conditions.
İnsanlar yardım bekliyor. 112'ye ulaşıl.
Flight after a devastating earthquake.
All right, so while Chile is dealing with wildfires, it's a completely different sort of a scenario that's been caused in Slovakia, where because of the extreme snow and the strong winds, there are reports of traffic disruptions in Slovakia, and some rail routes and also the main east-west highway have been shut due to the heavy snowfall.
Todo está arrasando en estos momentos. Todo lo que se lleva.
Se encuentra otro desliz. Segundo.
A month's worth of rain and 20,000 lightning strikes. Few suburbs were spared when a wild storm rolled across Sydney. Emergency crews were under the pump as trees came down and some of our busiest roads went under. And it's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, come here.
Screams could be heard throughout this Goose Creek Reserve neighborhood as four pit bulls just after sunset Thursday attacked a Baytown man. This is part of the video, part of that attack that we can show you. The bloody scene unfolding in front of witnesses on Duplis Street off of Couples Road on the west side. Firefighters say they had to use their emergency tools just to try to get these dogs away from the man they had mauled just feet away.